The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 28th of August, 2008. It's the birthday of Goethe, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, born in Frankfurt in 1749. His greatest work he worked on for about 50 years, his poetic drama, Faust, came out in 1832, based it on Christopher Marlowe's play, Faust, about a scholar who sells his soul to Satan. In Marlowe's version, Faust is damned to hell, but Goethe has Faust defeat Mephistopheles and ascend into heaven. When Goethe was 74, he fell in love with a 19-year-old woman whom he chased but never succeeded in winning, wrote a long, sad poem about that, and died soon afterward. Goethe, who said, "Treat people as if they were what they ought to be, and you help them to become what they are capable of becoming." It's the birthday of the novelist Liam O'Flaherty, born in Inishmore in the Aran Islands off the western coast of Ireland in 1896. He said, "I was born on a storm-swept rock and hate the soft growth of sun-baked lands where there is no frost in men's bones." He was the 9th of 10 children to a fisherman and a farmer. When off to fight in World War I, he was wounded, spent a few years wandering around the world, moved to London, became a communist, founded the Irish Communist Party, and then started writing fiction. Sent his first manuscript to a publisher who lost the manuscript. It was 150,000 words long. Within a few years after that, he had written some new books and published them, Thy Neighbor's Wife, The Black Soul, and The Informer, which he adapted into a screenplay, and the movie won the Academy Award for Best Picture in 1935. Wrote prolifically after that, novels, memoirs, short story collections. Wrote a historical novel in 1937, The Famine, about the potato famine of the 1840s, which caused huge starvation and then a wave of emigration from Ireland. And then O'Flaherty began to write in Gaelic, in the Irish language, and worked for government radio, reading his stories on the air in Irish. His autobiography was entitled Shame the Devil, Liam O'Flaherty. It's the birthday of the Canadian novelist Robertson Davies, born in Thamesville, Ontario, 1913. He went off to London as a young man, became a successful Shakespearean actor, and when the war closed down the theaters in 1939, came back to Canada, became a newspaper man, and then started writing novels, best known for his Deptford trilogy, published in the 1970s, about a small-town Ontario boy who grows up to become involved with magicians, millionaires, and modern-day saints. Here's a poem for today, a sonnet by G.E. Johnson entitled Basketball. Once after dinner, a woman and I walked past an empty basketball court, and she says, "I played on a team my junior year in Belfast." And I say, "Want to shoot some?" She says, "Yes," though she was wearing a long black dinner dress. She kicked off her high heels, and she caught my pass, and with great finesse, drove to the baseline, jumped, and shot. Swish. 2 points. We played for a while, man in a black suit, woman in a long black gown. I loved her quickness and her heads-up style, her cool hand as she beat me hands down, her jumpiness like a blackbird in the night, her steady eye, her feet about to take flight. A poem by G.E. Johnson, Basketball. That's the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation. You can learn more about the work of your favorite poets with readings, guides, essays, audio recordings, poems, and profiles at poetryfoundation.org. Written by Margaret Bain. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. Hello, it's Garrison Keillor from A Prairie Home Companion, hoping you're having a good summer. We're going to have a wonderful summer at A Prairie Home with our big rhubarb tour, visiting state fairs and traveling all over the country with Susie Boggess, Fred Newman, the Guy's All-Star Shoe Band, Guy Noir, Private Eye, the News from Lake Wobegon, and so forth. For ticket information, you can visit us at prairiehome.org. The show we've always wanted to do, so we hope we'll see you this summer.